Hi, friends. Today's lesson reminds me of a lesson that you, my friends at DTK, helped me learn. Some of you who are new weren't around when this happened, but some of you probably remember me sharing a personal story about forgiveness. Who remembers me sharing about the time when I knew I should forgive my friend for hurting my feelings, but I didn't want to do it? I had gotten into an argument with my best friend, and he said some really mean things to me. This had been my good friend since elementary school, a long, long time ago. And this argument left me feeling pretty hurt and betrayed, and pretty angry. I asked you what I should do, and everyone in the room said that I should forgive. Well, I didn't. The energy from the hurt, betrayal, and anger was too much. And I couldn't quiet it enough to move on from it. A couple of weeks later, I came back to you and admitted that I was still in that same unforgiving space, and you told me again that I should forgive. I knew I should. You told me I should, and because I tell you to be forgiving, so I should be forgiving too, I knew I should. Also, there was something happening in my heart telling me that I should let the hurt, betrayal, and anger go. Those feelings weren't good for me. They were weighing me down and hurting me. If hurt and betrayal and anger were kind of like stains on my jeans, you know what that looks like when you get your jeans stained up. They need a good washing, right? So the stains come off? Well, you and Jesus showed me that my jeans needed to be washed. The scripture for today was similar. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, and a man was there who had some of that unclean energy like I did. Jesus encountered that energy and kind of shouted that energy out. Jesus wanted it to go away because Jesus didn't want that man to continue to feel it or allow it to do harm, like my not forgiving was doing to me, and probably my best friend. Jesus didn't want the man to consider himself unclean, and Jesus didn't want others to see him that way either. I mean, you don't consider me an angry person because I struggled to forgive my friend for a couple of weeks, do you? I don't think you do, because you continue to come and see me at church. I don't think you'd come and see an angry person, right? Miss Angry. You see me and not just parts of me. And I'm so glad. Luckily, you and Jesus helped me see that energy, then let it go before it caused too many problems. So, what do you think these lessons I've shared mean for you? What is Jesus showing you in these lessons? What should you do with that energy like mine, or with other ones like fear, pain, or worry? Should you acknowledge that you have that energy and let it wash away like stains on your jeans? That's probably a good idea. Talk to someone in your house about this and send me a message with your thoughts. I can't wait to hear them. All right, I hope you have a great Sunday and a great week. Bye.